see where I can go. Everything that you say in your live is basically describing me to a T.
Love to hear it. Kind of a double-edged sword, maybe, but I'm glad you're at the right place.
Yes. A little nervous just because I'm not, I know this is live, so that's why I'm...
Girl, don't be nervous. Yeah. No one knows who you are. That's the beauty of it. You can literally be my sister and nobody would know. So don't worry about it. No one knows who you are. I'm never going to ask your name. I'm never going to even say, oh, this is the person. But the beauty of it is in 3 to 4 months, if you actually start, you start making these changes. I can't wait for the phone call to come back and say, holy cow, I started. And these are the results that I've gotten. So that's why I love doing this. And people always ask, why do I do it for free? That's why. When people call back with results, that's my favorite thing about it. So let's go ahead.
Oh no, and that's exactly why I see your lives. I've seen like, you know, you going through this, and I'm like, I could do it. But there's this initial fear of just kind of getting started, and I just have to overcome it. And I was just talking to my sister about that.
What's that fear?
The unknown, whether or not I will succeed in starting and continuing it, and making sure that I have it in me to not lose track of what my goal is when I do start this, because I've started before and I kind of like stopped cold turkey and I gained all my weight back, and it's just a mental thing for me. Like, I've had a mental block, and I want to get past that. I want to make sure that I do everything I can for my health and for myself, and that fear of like, don't let it happen again, you know, because you can do this.
So what happened? First off, you'll never fail unless you quit.
Yeah.
So don't ever worry about that. If you have a great anniversary or Christmas, Thanksgiving, trust me, I pig out on Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, 4th of July, my birth. I didn't really do much on my birthday. I was in Belize, but I didn't eat crazy on my birthday. But what I'm saying is those days that it happens, it happens. You're not a failure. You're not a failure because you ate cake. You're not a failure because you ate pizza. At the end of the day, you start back up on that next meal, you're not a failure because you never quit. So let me ask you, when you first started, how long ago was it?
I want to say a little over a year and a half ago.
Okay. And then how long were you doing it?
I was consistent for almost 10 months.
I love it. So what were you doing?
I was working out. I had a meal plan, everything, but one of the things that I let get in my way was my schedule. I didn't know how to properly handle my schedule to handle everything that I was doing, work, school, kids.
Yeah, you were living an everyday life. You're not alone. You're living your life. Trust me, I get that part. So what all was it that you were doing that made it difficult?
I was burnt out. I think mentally I had a mental burnout because I was handling, you know, taking care of my mother, working, school, kids. And I just felt like I couldn't fit what I needed to do in my schedule, and I let it go, and I let it slip for me, and it was just so easy just to kind of get a mental break from it all. And one of the things that happened was I let go of my fitness journey, and I've been trying to get back into it, but I find it difficult to start, and I'm not holding myself accountable for not starting, and I feel like I just need that positive push to get started. And I haven't felt it in a while. And where I am right now, I'm like, I'm ready. Because I've had in the last month negative test results as far as my physical. And my doctor's like, if you don't lose weight and you don't take care of yourself, you will cause yourself to suffer physically, And so I was like, okay, well, I got to start somewhere. And this is it. This is it right now. This phone call.
I love that. So let me ask you this. So like when you were what is it that you were actually doing for the 10 months? What were you actually doing that you stopped doing? It's like, what were you eating? What was that consisted of? How many days a week were you working out? That's what I'm trying to ask. Like,
okay. I was working out between 4 to 5 days a week. I joined a little fitness camp, and every day was either arms, legs, back, and I was very consistent, going 6 days a week if I had to, and I gave myself a rest day on Sundays, and religiously going every day to my workouts.
I love that. Okay.
Then I started school, and I told myself, okay, if I could do 2 to 3 days going there and then work out at home, then okay, let's see how that goes. And then that didn't work out. And so I was put on a meal plan. I can't remember the amount of calorie intake.
Don't even worry about that. I'm just trying to, yeah. I'm trying to grasp the whole concept of what you're doing, because a lot of people, when they go all in, they're all in, but it's not a realistic all in. So when you're like, I'm going to do 3 days a week, that's perfect. I got clients losing 100 pounds, not even working out. So if you can do 3 days a week, a full body workout, 3 days a week, you love where you're at, the fitness studio, you got friends, and you're still going in, you're still having the cardiovascular, you're still building lean muscle mass, and you're still feeling accomplished going, because 99% of the people on the couch, you're lapping. So that's what I'm trying to see what you did and how we can tweak it to make it a real life reality for you that you can do absolutely forever.
Yes. And that's what I need to do, is make it a forever thing.
Exactly. Because anyone can start. Anyone can do it for a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, a year. But who can actually do it forever? And that's the thing. No one has time to work out 6 times a week. No one has time to eat 6 times a day. So my thing is, and that's why I feel as if I'm very good at relating to everyday moms, dads, working people, because most of these, I'm not generalizing everybody, but I feel as if most trainers and nutritionists and dietitians are like, you're lazy, you don't really want this, you don't care about your health, blah, 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 blah. They don't relate because they don't have the 9 to 5. They don't have all these kids or spouses. Shit, half you women are taking care of your husbands. Y'all got an extra kid, a grown-ass adult that you got to take care of. So I feel like a lot of people don't understand it, and I get it, because it was my everyday clientele, was everyday moms and dads, and no one has time to eat 6 times a day, let alone work out 6 times a week. So people are like, how many days a week do you work out? I work out 6. I can make it happen. So don't feel like you need to go to the gym every single day. If it's more realistic to go 3 times a week, I love it.
Yeah, that's where I want to, I want to concentrate on the eating part, because I know that I could go work out, but if I don't work on what I eat and how to change that, because I really let it go. Once I stopped, I let all of it go. I wasn't moving. I wasn't active. I wasn't eating right. And I kept making excuses. Well, if I'm not eating a lot, but I'm still eating junk.
Yep. And it makes you crave more of it.
Yes.
And it definitely affects the body on taking those calories in, of where your calories are coming from. So absolutely, the nutrition is everything. So let me ask you, what part are you most worried about with the nutrition side of jumping on it, that you can make it your forever?
Nothing.